Once reached home, this is all happening among the disciples. I'm talking about the people who reached home. Not before they reached home, they are not outside, they are my sons. Both of them are my sons. So both of them had a need. Both of them had a problem with their finance. Both of them had a problem with their education and health. They got healing from me. I gave the money to them. They love, what I need is love from them. So both went off. I'm just looking for anyone coming back.
Hello,
I'm all right, my son. How are you?
Oh, brilliant. Everything's been sorted. I feel so much at peace.
Thank you.
But, you know, that's that. That's done. I want to do more.
Good.
You know, I could see some of the, you know, there's stuff that's done. I mean, you know, I'm building something. Look at it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Really,
there's people out there who need saving.
Yes.
Can I do something? Can we move forward with this?
Thank you, son.
I just so want to do something.
Thank you, son. That's very appropriate response. I want you to keep staying with me for some time. I need to take you through a journey, then you will be ready for it. That is a refractory period. Amen.
Thank you.
So, some of them, once they got saved, they wanted to do something for God. They wanted to do something for God immediately. However, there is a refractory period. If you just immediately just get and start, it may, well, for some of them, yes, it's good, but if it is a God's will, most of them, what I feel is they need to wait under the Lord's, and then they will take him to a journey. So can I have a first slide, please? So this is about the last son. Everyone knows about the story. I don't know anybody doesn't know it. So this is about the one thing it attracted me about the old son. We know the father's character. The father says, after seeing the younger son is coming back, he jumped out and running towards the son. But this is about the first son. The first son was angry. Father, I was with you all the time. Why didn't you do that to me? He said to him, son, all that I have is yours. Everything is yours. So what he said was, it was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and I was lost and he's found. So what we got to do when he found someone, lost and found, we got to be happy. So what is the attitude, what is it saying to me, is he's telling the son, I am like this, so you got to be like me. So what is it telling me that when, like last week when we had a baptism service, Brian was saying, yeah, it is an expectation for anybody, as soon as we reach home, we got to be towards in the journey of becoming like a father. Yes, of course, we need a healing. Yes, of course, we are in the chaotic world. We need a love. We need a father's love. We need a father's hug. Yes, of course, we need everything. At the same time, when I get into train to going to where, London, am I going to Tottenham or London, or am I going to the other way? Bishop Stortford or Cambridge? So how do we know? So the father's expectation is there. There is an expectation for the father. So there is a son. There is a son. Of course a son wants everything from the father. Enjoys the life. Enjoys everything and says, yes, I am a Christian. I wanted to do that because my father given me. Yes, I am praise Lord because he's given me. Yes, he's given me health and everything. One, the other son that got same, but he come back to me. And he wanted to stay with me. And he got a bit of a feeling and a gratitude that that house needs sorting. We know if 100% of the people got saved, not all of them got the gratitude to come back and say, is there anything I need to do? Doesn't mean we need to get up and preach or something. Is there anything I got to do to my father? Because, like my son said, there is plenty out there need to come to here. So what is it making its difference? Why he is coming to me, back to me, and why he isn't? Could I have the next slide, please? So once we reach home, so for all of us, as we know, I read Colossians 1, 5 to 6, there is a hope. There is a hope for all of us in heaven. There is a hope. So as soon as I come to home, this son is going to be sign like me. This son, you know, I chose, is going to be like me in few years' time. Not immediately. I'm going to take him a journey and he's going to be like me, absolutely. This is a hope. He's going to be fruitful. Because of the hope for us, which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also all in all the world and is bringing forth fruit. And it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. Since the day we heard it. So that is immediately we won't be fruitful. But what I am asking, are we in the journey of being fruitful? It is not an overnight process. It doesn't take a couple of weeks. It takes ages. But are we in that process of doing it? How do we know? I could suggest one of the person we could ask, the person of the partner, they will tell you exactly. So I think you are just going towards Tottenham or Bishop Stortford. So this is an idea of what we can do. Could I have the next one? Because there is a hope for us. So nothing is vain. Everything, there is a hope for us in heaven. All of us. The God is expecting for us to do something. Coming back to Him. He's calling us to do something. So there are, let's say, but this is the prayer of Paul to Colossians. So I am praying for you to live a life with the fully pleasing Him. Filled with the knowledge of His will and wisdom and spiritual understanding. Being fruitful in every good work what we are doing. Increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, giving thanks to the Father, who is qualified to be the partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, which Luigi prayed this morning. Being confirmed by the testimony of Christ in 1 Corinthians 1:6. So these are the few examples, like you could add many, many promises, and there is many, many hopes for God, the Father, for us in heaven. Yes, receiving, of course. I got a right to the Father. Go and receive something from Him. Of course, I'm His son. Next one, please. So what is stopping us? So what is stopping us to coming back to Him, to go to this way, and what is stopping us not to ask? For example, I'll tell you a small story. I am from India. So I came to this country 2015. When I came, I was a middle class Indian man. Because most of the problem in our country due to finance, economy. In our family, we were very kind of lower middle class. And then I was sitting down and realizing the most of the problem in the families and everywhere around me, it's due to money. So I want to get money. That's why I came here. But it wasn't an easy job. I tried 4 years. Full 3 years. Like Brian was last time saying, you know, in Pakistan, you got to travel 36 hours, 40 hours in a train. Yes, I did travel, not on the seat. I did sit down next to the toilet. If you get on the floor, on the train, and if you get out of it, you won't come back and find your place because there will be somebody occupied it. So you got to sit down if you want to sit down for 36 hours. If you move out, your place will be gone. I was so overtaken. I wanted to do it. I wanted to achieve that. I wanted to achieve the earthly goal. I came in and put myself 100%, nothing else in my mind. All the time I want to think about the interview, preparing for that stuff and everything. But when I became a Christian, I so relaxed. I thought it is an automatic journey. When I sit down in the and close my doors, as a roller coaster, it will take me all over there, and then I'll come and reach to heaven, and then hello, hi, then this is what I thought. What I thought, is there anything I got to do? Anything I got to do? Myself, for example, it's nothing I can do without the help of Father. I got that. But the initiative, the desire, I know that's given the Holy Spirit. But why we don't desire that? Why don't we desire what to attain the great hope of God. What was stopping me? Could I have the next slide, please? This is an example of Paul writing to Thessalonians. He was so happy to see them in their life. So what was he writing to them? Just listen. You became a follower. As soon as you received the gospel, you became a follower. It's a good sign. Having received the word in much affliction with the joyful Holy Spirit, so that you became an example. So I don't know, you might be able to see. I just bolded that bit, if you could, and you know, this is what I wanted to make it clear. So they became a follower and they became an example. So that means, wherever they go, they are reflecting God. There is something difference in them. Why it's happening? Why are you different? And Asia, you who believe, for, and then if you read through, for from you the word of the Lord sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Asia, but also in every place, your faith toward God has gone out, so that we do not need to say anything. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. That's the key, what I wanted to say. If we don't turn from the idols in our life, we won't have the desire of serving God. You may challenge it, but this is what I found in my life. Is there a possibility a man became a Christian not repenting? Sorry, the answer is no. But we are. When I became a Christian, I did want to repent. Is it an overnight process? Yes. You've been doing that since I born. Do that. Yes, a tick box. Yes. Yes, Dad, I've done it. No. It is a pain in the neck. You can't really, I'm sorry. Yeah. It is a really hard job to say, this is what I love to spend with. If I sit down, I watch 3 movies in a day since morning. 3. Continuously, one after another after another. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying watching movies is wrong. But when it became an idol. Sorry. You know what is idol is. Whatever taking the place of God in our life. So this son come back to me. And he wanted to do something for me. This son got busy. This son got a lot to do in the world. You can't serve for 2 masters. Unfortunately, sorry, we reached home. That means you can't serve for the world. So, sorry, so I am a bit multitasking. I can serve here and there, you know. Well, it is written, as Jesus said, you can't serve for 2 masters. Okay, I just wanted to example the go through this a little bit from the beginning. The followers, you know, everybody is a follower. The examples, next slide, please. I want to ask you a question. Why can't Jesus himself appear to the world to make disciples? Why he's telling us in a great commission? So I got authority, all authority in heaven and yet so go and make disciples and baptize them in the Father and the name, Son and Holy Spirit. So why he's telling us to do it? I know he's appearing to few people. This is not, definitely not. It is happening. Generally, why can't he go and appear to them in a dream or in a vision? Look, I am Jesus, you got to follow me, or all of them. This is what the question asked by the Judas, not the Judas Iscariot, but the other Judas in John 14. He asked him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to only us, not to the world? Why are you not showing to the world? Why? He said simply, I don't want to. Jesus answered and said to them, if anyone loves me, because I need you guys, I am coming and living in you. You show them up. This is what he said. Jesus answered him and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him. We will come to him and make our home with him. That's in bold. So they will come and live in us. Something they look at where the way we work. I'm not boasting. I try to give glory to God wherever it's possible. There is something difference in you, the way you work, where you approach your patient, you're calm and quiet. Even if they tell you off, you're smiling. The world is in a chaos. They've got a problem, selfish ambitions, and everything out of the mist. You look different. Why? My Father and Jesus, they're finding a home in me. I'm amazed with the teaching was Dennis was teaching. Go and follow Jesus. Go. Jesus loved me. He is looking after you. Go and follow it. Well, I kind of will take the response. I will take the answer. I will take it. But I will look at your life. How is he living? Is he living in a life that pleases other people? Or is he living in a life what Jesus is supposed to live? So Jesus wants to live in us. Are we coming back? Asking Father. Or are we going with, we are busybodies in the world. Because we got a lot to do. Yes, we got a lot to do. But once we come home, our aim is to go with our daddy. Sit down with him. The next one, please. So that's an example. So the answer is repent. I love that slide because it says 180 degree and going to the church, if you notice it. Because, you know, the repentance, as I said, you heard probably from many people, if I am like this, turning around 180 degree. The point is, the 180 degree could be 90 or 45 for some of us, for me. I couldn't turn 180 degree because I had some properties which I can't. If God wants it, then I can't give it to him. This is serious. It didn't happen. The full blessing and the journey I'm going towards London is not happening because I am not turning to 180. I am turning to 45 degree. Why? Still I got passions in my life. Is it wrong to have a passion? No. When it becomes an idol, it is unfortunately not recommended. So which won't take us to the journey towards London? Which is what, there is a hope. There is hope. Everyone is watching us. Is there a hope? Is this gentleman is coming up? Lot being given for, you know, business people, you know, I put that much money in it. Am I getting a return? The return only will happen in 180 degree. If there is anything holding back not to turn, unfortunately, we won't be able to achieve what's God's plan in our life. So that is the key. Is it easy? For example, if I am watching a movie, I love it. I sit down and three movies and just spoil myself. I don't want to treat myself most of the time. This is what it is. Is it? Yes, I love it. But I am in Father's mansion. Today I'm praying God. That's why it is amazing God we have. Sorry. So what do we need? So if I say repent, okay, repent. Okay, I'm done. No. It's a, you know, like I said, it's a difficult thing. So what do I need? What do I need? Just do it. Because for example, like Mauricio said, sorry, you became a bad son today, unfortunately. Yeah. So when I come back from, I spend around 4 hours playing games and this is what I do. And going to God sometimes is boring and things like that. You know, I know. But the journey wouldn't be possible without that. So what I'm trying to explain here, the repent, is it, there is a church in India, they ask when they baptize, have you repented all your idols? Yes, I do. Would you like to sin? Would you like to go back? Would you like to do it? What I'm trying to say is a desire. In John 5, we read about a man, 38 years, he's been unwell, he wanted to the pool of Bethesda. He wanted to get healed. But if you look at him, Jesus come and healed him. You know why? Because he tried to get healing. Because he was trying. There was a desire in him to get healed. There's two types of sinners I heard in Indian preachers preach. Two types of sinners. One of them doesn't want to sin, but they are sinning. The other type, they enjoy sinning. The second type is they enjoy being there. They enjoy, they want to spoil in there. So that second category, unfortunately, Jesus won't visit them. If there is a desire to come out of it, yes, we are on the right place. That's what our God for is. That's why there is a grace is there. Grace is the power given by God. Like Dan Slade's teaching, I remember the series of grace. The grace is a power as given by God not to sin, not to go become idols. So we have got it. I enjoyed grace. Because when I was became first time Christian, I'm testing you. I am a drinker. If you give me the power not to sin, I don't want to do it. The next day, when I became going to my friends, I don't feel like drinking. This is true. I'm talking about the Spirit of God and the grace is true. Then I realize, there is a power is given for us. Not in other religion, unfortunately, not in false gods. The only thing is, Jesus can give us a grace whoever have got desire to turn 180 degree. But if you're degree, I'm in 45 degree, am I comfortable? Well, unfortunately, we won't be reaching. That's the point. I'm not saying repenting in overnight. The repenting, the desire to repent. God, this is bothering me in my journey towards you. Seriously, I love it, but I don't want to do it. Because it is affecting the hope laid in heaven for me. In that case, I'm trying to get rid of it. But I can't do it. I know I can't do it. I need your help. That was the man in Bethesda. So he wanted to get rid of it. There was a help offered. Someone might be laying there and getting sympathy, begging. Because you can use your illness for the begging and leading a comfortable life. Unfortunately, Jesus might not see him. So is there a desire? That's what we need. To repent. Next slide. All, why God wants everything, these things to be taken into the process and, making hard for us. But in God's eyes, this is a normal way. Do you trying to understand what I'm... In God's way, away from sin, doing His will is a normal thing. But for us, it's difficult because we've been trained to do it in the other way around, according to the world. All aim. So what we got to do? Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is life, appears, then you will also will appear Him with glory. That's the key. Our life, my life, is going to be appear Him in glory. Is that what God's hope? Yes, it is. So we are not like just a busybody. We want to be glorified. Are we going to be? Jesus is glorified. Yes, He has done something. I am worthless to be get glorified. No, we are going to be glorified with Him. There is a journey. So therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. Fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, and covetous, which is idolatry. Anything which stops in the way towards the God, going to God. Next one, please. So, this is written for disciples, followers in Colossians. This is, Paul is not talking about repenting for the non-believers. He was writing to the church. Is there a process every day? Yes. Am I a saint? Have I repented from everything? Of course not. But I am trying. I have got desire to do it. That's what we need to be. If you don't have a desire, so we may lose our hope in heaven. Next one. So, because we are needed for the world. Still, the harvest is plentiful. But the laborers are still few, still few. You know why? Because we are not coming back to Father. We are busy with what we are doing in the world. Amen.